My favorite animal, rising starlet, the starlet sea anemone, Nematostella victensis. John A. Darling, Adam Ari Etzel, Patrick M. Burton, Maureen E. Mazza, Joseph F. Ryan, James C. Sullivan, and John R. Finity. Summary: in recent years, a handful of model systems from the basal metazone phylum Cnidaria have emerged to challenge long-held views on the evolution of animal complexity. The most recent, and in many ways most promising addition to this group is the starlet sea anemone, Nematostella victensis. The remarkable amenability of this species to laboratory manipulation has already made it a productive system for exploring cnidarian development, and a proliferation of molecular and genomic tools, including the currently ongoing Nematostella Genome Project, further enhances the promise of this species. In addition, the facility with which Nematostella populations can be investigated within their natural ecological context suggests that this model may be profitably expanded to address important questions in molecular and evolutionary ecology. In this review, we explore the traits that make Nematostella exceptionally attractive as a model organism, summarize recent research demonstrating the utility of Nematostella in several different contexts, and highlight a number of developments likely to further increase that utility in the near future. BioEssays 27, 211-221, 2005 SS 2005 Wiley Periodicals, Incorporated. Introduction: Model systems research was the dominant paradigm of 20th century biology, and its importance is unlikely to wane in the foreseeable future. However, the dawn of genomics and the flourishing of interdisciplinary approaches to biological systems, EvoDevo, EcoDevo, 1, evolutionary and ecological functional genomics, 2, etc., has prompted researchers to adopt a more integrative approach to choosing model organisms. Where the model organisms of the past, Department of Biology, Boston University, MA02215, funding agency. The preparation of this manuscript was supported by the National Science Foundation, grant number, IBN 02127732 JRF, correspondence to, John R. Finity, Department of Biology, Boston University, 5 Cummington Street, Boston, MA 02215, email, jrf3@bu.edu doi10.1002bis, 20,181 published online in Wiley InterScience, www.interscience.wiley.com. BioEssays 27, 211-221, SS 2005 Wiley Periodicals, Incorporated, were chosen primarily for their convenience to researchers in one particular discipline. The model organisms of tomorrow will be selected for their ability to address questions that cut across the boundaries of traditional disciplines, integrating molecular, organismal and ecological studies. A premium will also be placed on choosing model systems for their phylogenetic informativeness, so that they might serve as a complement to existing model systems in reconstructing evolutionary history. One recent reflection of this strategic shift is the growing interest in outgrowths to the bilateria. If we are to understand the origin of developmental processes and genetic architecture that underlie the diversity and complexity of bilaterian animals, then we must understand the ancestral bilaterian condition, and this, in turn, requires an appropriate outgrowth. 3-6, in response to this challenge, many researchers have turned to the Cnidaria, a basal eumetazone lineage comprising corals, sea anemones, jellyfish and hydroids. 7.8. The starlet sea anemone Nematostella victensis is one of a number of informative Cnidarian model systems, including Acropora, 6, Eleutheria, 9, Hydra, 10, Hydractinia, 5, and Podocarine, 11. That have already yielded important insights into early metazone evolution. Here we outline some of the most appealing characteristics of Nematostella as a model organism, and review the important evolutionary insights that have already been garnered through investigation of this species. We also suggest some promising avenues of further development, and indicate ways in which Nematostella can be promoted as a useful model for addressing a number of fundamental biological questions. The summary presented here provides tangible confirmation of a prediction made by Hand and Ullinger in 1992, that the sea anemone has the potential to become an important model for research in cnidarian biology. 12. Why Nematostella? A number of established cnidarian model systems, for example, Acropora, 6, Eleutheria, 9, Hydra, 10, Hydractinia, 5, and Podocarine, 11, have provided important general insights into developmental evolution, and have also been employed to address specific biological problems such as pattern formation. BioEssays 27.2-211. My favorite animal. And self-organization, 13.14, coloniality and ala immunity, 5, and transdifferentiation of striated muscle tissue, 11.15, Nematostella is a valuable addition to these existing cnidarian models, not so much for its special utility in addressing a particular biological question, but rather for its general utility for studying embryogenesis and larval development. Furthermore, Nematostella is particularly amenable to interdisciplinary approaches because it combines exceptional laboratory convenience with easy access to natural populations in the field, figure 1. Finally, this species resides in a phylogenetic position relative to the other cnidarian models that renders it particularly informative about evolution within the phylum. Ease of culture. Nematostella is exceptionally easy to culture in the laboratory, 12.16. Adult anemones can be maintained indefinitely in very little space and at very little expense. Nematostella will thrive and reproduce prolifically in unfiltered, non-circulating, dilute artificial seawater, 12 ppt, maintained at room temperature. Weekly water changes and semi-weekly feedings are sufficient to keep the cultures in a healthy and reproductive state. Routine long-term maintenance of adult anemones, for example to preserve living genetic stocks, requires even less frequent, that is monthly, water changes and feedings, 12 furthermore. Populations can be maintained at extremely high densities without apparent adverse effects. Reproductive and developmental plasticity. Nematostella is capable of reproducing via sexual and asexual means, figure 2, and it will readily undergo its complete reproductive and developmental cycle under laboratory conditions. The species is dioecious and fertilization is external. The female releases a gelatinous egg mass containing tens to hundreds of eggs. The eggs are large 200 mm, and they are easily manipulated after the gelatinous coat is removed, by washing in 2% cysteine, 8. The adults remain reproductive, figure 1. Nematostella victensis as a model system. Nematostella possesses a number of characteristics that make it attractive as a model system for a variety of research questions, ranging from dissection of developmental pathways and comparative evolutionary genomics to investigation of ecologically relevant phenotypic traits. Nematostella's physiology and life history make it particularly well suited for laboratory manipulation. Red circle, its ecological context makes it amenable to field monitoring and population level studies. Blue circle, and the growing availability of molecular and genomic tools. Yellow circle have encouraged a small but expanding research community. At the intersection of these three contexts of accessibility lie important interdisciplinary research questions of broad biological relevance. Representatives examples indicated here in purple, green, and orange, many of which cannot be addressed adequately from within each context independently. Items listed in italics are being developed, but are not currently available. Note scheduled completion date for full genome sequence. A Nematostella back library is available at http://backpack.cori.org/library.php/219. More detailed information on the development, evolution and ecology of Nematostella may be found at http://www.nematostella.org. 212. BioEssays 27.2, My Favorite Animal, Figure 2, Life History of Nematostella victensis, Regeneration Subsequent to Injury, Left, represents a potential mode of passive asexual reproduction, but it is unknown what role this process may play in natural populations. The primary mode of active asexual reproduction is through transverse fission. Contraction in the body column ultimately results in separation of the pedal end of the animal, which then regenerates head structures, top middle. Alternatively, but less frequently, asexual reproduction may occur through polarity reversals, in which a new head forms, typically at the pedal end of the anemone, and the animal divides at its midpoint and regenerates new pedal structures. Bottom middle. Sexual reproduction, right, begins with external fertilization of eggs extruded in large jelly masses, top. Eggs develop into swimming planulae, middle, which settle and form juvenile polyps, bottom. Development from fertilized egg to sexual maturity takes roughly 2-3 months. Throughout the year in laboratory culture, spawning reliably at a frequency of roughly once per week, 17, approximately 2 days after successful fertilization, the ciliated planular larva emerges from the gelatinous egg mass. It spends 7-10 days engaged in active swimming. Soon after the first 4 tentacles have emerged, the larva settles and continues its development into an adult polyp. Unlike many cnidarian larvae, settlement of Nematostella planulae is not dependent on any external cue, nor do they require a substratum. 18, the relatively rapid generation time of 2-3 months renders classical genetic analysis feasible. 12, among cnidarians, Nematostella is remarkable for the ease of studying sexual reproduction. 19, of the prominent cnidarian model organisms other than Nematostella, only Hydractinia presents a widely accessible laboratory model for the study of embryogenesis and early development. 5. In laboratory cultures of Hydra, sexual reproduction occurs rarely and unpredictably. Individual fertilized embryos spend an indeterminate amount of time in a brood pouch located on the body column of the female. These factors complicate studies of early development and preclude classical genetic studies. 20. The study of Acropora embryogenesis is rendered difficult by the inability to reliably spawn the species in the laboratory. 6. Progress in understanding its embryogenesis has relied on annual collections of fertilized eggs during mass spawnings in the Great Barrier Reef. BioEssays 27.2, 213. My Favorite Animal. Asexual reproduction in Nematostella occurs via transverse fission, Figure 2, 21. In the more common mode of transverse fission, fissile pinching, the animal undergoes a pronounced circumferential constriction in the aboral portion of the body column, pinching off the distal section of the fissure, or foot. In a matter of days, this aboral fragment regenerates the missing body column and oral structures to form a new adult. Far less commonly, a novel head forms at the site of the existing foot, polarity reversal. The central body column then elongates, and a novel foot region forms midway between the two heads. A circumferential constriction in this newly formed foot region then separates two completely formed individuals. Besides sexual and asexual reproduction, Nematostella has extensive capacity for regeneration. It will readily undergo complete bidirectional regeneration following bisection. The oral half will regenerate a new foot and the aboral half will regenerate a new head. The efficiency of regeneration allows clonal lines to be propagated easily by transversely bisecting anemones and allowing them to recover. Regenerated adults can be recut within days, depending on their size. Phylogenetic relationships. From a phylogenetic standpoint, the addition of Nematostella to the small collection of existing cnidarian model systems is a strategic advance that will enable better reconstruction of key ancestors within the phylum. Figure 3. Nematostella is a member of the order Actinaria, sea anemones, and the class Anthozoa. Multiple lines of evidence place the Anthozoa as the sister taxon to the Medusozoa, a clade comprising the three other cnidarian classes, Hydrozoa, Cyphozoa and Cubozoa. 22.23. The major organismal trait that delineates the Medusozoa from the Anthozoa is the possession of a jellyfish, or medusa, stage in the life history of the former. The medusa is widely regarded as a unique invention of the Medusozoa. 24.25, if the medusa was derived in the medusa's own ancestor, then the anthozoan life history typified by Nematostella, consisting of only the polyp stage, is more representative of the primitive cnidarian condition. 22.23, although uncertainty persists in the dating of early evolutionary divergences, the anthozoa are thought by some to have diverged from the Medusozoa by the late Precambrian, some 575 million years ago. 26, if this dating is accurate, then the most recent common ancestor of Hydra and Nematostella likely predated the most recent common ancestor of humans and fruit flies. Within the Anthozoa, the Actinaria diverged from the Sclerotinia hard corals, no later than the mid-Triassic, some 225 million years ago. 27, the fact that the Actinaria preserve the ancestral solitary habit makes representatives of this group. Figure 3. Phylogenetic relationships among cnidarian model systems. Estimated divergence times are given in millions of years before the present. 26.77-79, a great deal of uncertainty surrounds these estimates. The cnidaria are the probable sister group to the bilateria. The cnidarian-bilaterian divergence occurred perhaps as early as 1 billion years ago. Nematostella belongs to the class Anthozoa, see anemones, corals, sea pens, etc. The Anthozoa is the sister group to the Medusozoa, a clade that comprises three different classes, Hydrozoa, Hydromedusae, Hydras, etc., Cyphozoa, true jellyfishes, and Cubozoa, box jellyfishes or sea wasps. Estimated divergence times within the Medusozoa have not been reported in the literature. Representative model systems are shown for each class of cnidaria. To this point, the class Hydrozoa has received far more study than any of the other classes. Currently, no particular cubozoan species has emerged as a leading laboratory model system. Mus and Drosophila are shown as representative bilaterian models. 214. BioEssays 27.2. My favorite animal, including Nematostella, important additions to the currently available anthozoan models, for example, colonial corals such as Acropora, data from multiple anthozoa, for example, Nematostella, Acropora, and ideally others, and multiple Medusozoa, for example, Hydra, Eleutheria, Hydractinia and Podocarine, and ideally others are required if we hope to reconstruct with confidence the conditions that existed in key ancestors such as the ancestral anthozoan, the ancestral Medusozoan and the ancestral cnidarian. Reliable inferences about the ancestral cnidarian are critical if we intend to leverage the phylum's status as an outgrowth to the bilateria to root our analyses of bilaterian evolution. Ease and relevance of field studies in the wild. Nematostella inhabit salt marshes, saline lagoons and other estuarine habitats. 28. These sites are typically accessible from the landward margin. Thus, it is possible to study Nematostella in its natural surroundings without watercraft or specialized equipment. Depending on the topography of a particular site and the local population density, a single researcher on foot may collect hundreds or thousands of Nematostella in the span of a few hours. Furthermore, the estuarine habitats inhabited by Nematostella are of abiding ecological interest due to their high level of primary productivity, their importance as a breeding ground or nursery for commercially important species, and their proximity to major human population centers. Nematostella is widely distributed along the Atlantic coast of North America, throughout temperate latitudes from Nova Scotia to the Gulf of Mexico. Nematostella is also found along the Pacific coast of the United States and the southeastern coast of England. 28. It may represent a recent introduction in both of these outlying locales. 28-31. The physiological characteristics that make Nematostella an ideal organism for laboratory culture, broad thermal tolerance, broad salinity tolerance and starvation tolerance. represent adaptations to the highly variable conditions encountered in coastal estuaries. These same broad environmental tolerances, coupled with the capacity for clonal propagation, may pre-adapt this species for successful colonizations of novel habitat. Nematostella is generally abundant in North America, and it may even be acquired commercially through the marine biological laboratories at Woods Hole, 32. The species is relatively rare in England, and it has been listed as a protected species. Samples of English populations are correspondingly more difficult to secure. 31. Nematostella as a tool for discovery. Realized and anticipated findings. Recent years have seen growing interest in Nematostella, primarily as a representative cnidarian for the investigation of developmental pathways. These studies have generated an impressive array of molecular tools, figure 1, and have helped to solidify, along with research on other cnidarian models, important insights into the developmental evolution of early animals. The sequencing of the Nematostella genome will open an important new era in evolutionary genomics, allowing the first genome-wide comparisons between bilaterian and non-bilaterian animals. Future studies will apply molecular and genomic tools to address significant questions in the molecular and evolutionary ecology of Nematostella. Insights from comparative molecular studies of development to date. Molecular studies of cnidarian development have emphasized a candidate gene approach, characterizing cnidarian homologs of genes with conserved developmental functions in the bilateria, figure 3, 8.9, 33-48, collectively. These studies have revealed unexpected complexity in the genomic regulatory systems and developmental patterning mechanisms of cnidarians, blurring the boundary between the supposedly simple cnidaria and the complex bilateria. Some traits widely regarded as bilaterian inventions may actually predate the split between cnidaria and bilateria. One compelling example is bilateral symmetry, the hallmark of bilateria. Despite the textbook characterization of cnidarians as radially symmetrical animals, many cnidarians, including sea anemones, have long been known to exhibit bilateral symmetry, 49, in the bilateria. The development of bilateral symmetry requires staggered expression of HOX genes along the primary body axis, the anterior-posterior axis, and asymmetric expression of the TGFB gene DPP along the secondary axis, the dorsal-ventral axis. Comparable expression of these genes in Nematostella implies a conserved role in the development of bilateral symmetry. The expression domains of 5 HOX genes subdivide the Nematostella bodiplin into distinct regions along the primary body axis during embryogenesis and larval development. 40, DPP is expressed asymmetrically about the second body axis. The directive axis, which runs orthogonal to the primary body axis, 40, asymmetric DPP expression was observed both in the embryo, along the margin of the blastopore, and in the larva, in the ectodermal lining of the pharynx. The embryonic expression of DPP in Nematostella resembles the embryonic expression of DPP in the coral Acropora, results that had suggested a possible ancestral role for DPP in axis formation. 50. The larval expression of DPP has not been reported in Acropora. The comparable HOX and DPP expression seen in Nematostella and bilateria supports the hypothesis that bilateral symmetry evolved before the divergence of cnidaria and bilateria. 51. Another important evolutionary innovation ascribed to bilaterian animals is triploblasty, the possession of 3 organized tissue layers, endoderm, ectoderm and mesoderm. Nematostella exhibits diploblasty, possessing only 2 tissue layers, endoderm and ectoderm. However, Nematostella does. Bioassays 27.2, 215. My favorite animal. Possess homologs for many genes that are critical for proper specification and patterning of mesodermal cell fates in bilaterians, including orthologs of forkhead, snail, twist and brachyury, 35.39, in Nematostella. These mesodermal genes are expressed predominantly in the endoderm or presumptive endoderm, indicating a role in germ layer specification and supporting the hypothesis that both the mesoderm and endoderm of bilaterians are derived from the endoderm of a diploblastic ancestor, 52. The availability of molecular and genomic tools coupled with the accessibility of nematostellar development to laboratory manipulation make possible functional assays of developmental regulatory genes. Recently, the spatial and temporal dynamics of the B-catenin protein were monitored in living nematostellar by means of a fusion protein combining nematostellar B-catenin with green fluorescent protein, 38. This study identified a conserved role for the nuclear localization of B-catenin protein in the development of the embryonic axis and the specification of germ layers. Future functional studies in nematostellar will undoubtedly employ techniques for misexpressing genes, for silencing gene expression, and for tracking gene regulation via reporter constructs. Figure 4. Nematostellar vitensis developmental regulatory genes. The identification of orthologs of certain developmental regulatory genes across bilateria led Carroll et al., 53, to propose that all bilateria possess a common toolkit of developmental regulatory genes. These genes are critical for proper patterning and specification during embryogenesis. The recent identification of orthologs of many of these genes in nematostellar implies that this toolkit is ancestral to both cnidaria and bilateria. Here we list all developmental regulatory genes identified to date in nematostellar. When known, their proposed function in nematostellar is listed. Genes are listed generally as homologs to indicate uncertainty in the precise assignment of orthology in many cases. Expression patterns are available through CNIDBase, www.cnidbase.org. References are provided when available, otherwise GenBank accession numbers are listed. DM, Drosophila melanogaster, H.S. vert, Homo sapiens vertebrate, AP anterior posterior, DV, dorsal ventral. 216. Bioassays 27.2. My favorite animal. The large number of developmental regulatory genes with comparable expression patterns in cnidaria and bilateria suggests that a substantial genetic toolkit existed in the cnidarian bilaterian ancestor. Figure 4, 53. This toolkit represents the shared ancestral legacy upon which two subsequent, independent evolutionary radiations were built. These two putative sister lineages experienced radically different evolutionary fates. The cnidarian radiation was relatively modest, giving rise to two major body plans, polyp and medusa, and some 10,000 extant species. The bilaterian radiation was far more extensive, giving rise to more than 30 distinct body plans and at least 2 million extant species, with some estimates placing the number well over 10 million. The cnidaria may be especially informative if indeed cnidarian development has remained relatively unchanged since the late Precambrian some 570 million years ago, as suggested by fossil evidence, 26. If cnidarians have experienced relative developmental and morphological stasis, they may provide unparalleled insights into the genomic regulatory systems of Precambrian metazoans. The phylum Cnidaria is a valuable model for developmental biology beyond its status as an outgrowth to the bilateria. Cnidarians provide unique insights into the study of developmental mechanisms since these animals may undergo development in four different contexts. 1. Embryogenesis and larval development following sexual reproduction. 2. Various modes of asexual reproduction, fission, budding, laceration, etc. 3. Regeneration, and, 4, steady-state patterning and morphogenesis in adult animals, which has been well characterized in Hydra, 54. The mechanistic similarities and differences among these different developmental contexts are not well understood. Gene expression assays can indicate whether a given gene is performing a conserved developmental role in different developmental contexts and, fortunately, it is extremely easy to compare gene expression during embryogenesis, regeneration and transverse fission in nematostella, figure 5. Future research will reveal the extent to which these different developmental contexts employ homologous developmental mechanisms, and how the remarkable developmental flexibility of cnidarians is encoded in the genome. Insights from comparative genomics. The genome of Nematostella should be sequenced in its entirety near the end of 2004. Dan Rocha, Joint Genome Institute, Personal Communication. The value of a complete cnidarian genome is foreshadowed by recent cnidarian estate projects, which have revealed that representatives from most gene families and most signaling pathways utilized in Bilateria were present in the common ancestor of Cnidaria and Bilateria, 55-59. These studies have forced us to reconceive of the Cnidarian Bilaterian ancestor as an animal of unexpected genomic complexity. Many genes formerly regarded. Figure 5. Comparing gene expression by in situ hybridization during embryogenesis and regeneration. The site of the future mouth is indicated by an arrow in both frames. A. The forkhead transcript is restricted to cells in the region of the blastopore that give rise to the oral endoderm during Nematostella embryogenesis. 80. B. During regeneration. Forkhead expression is also restricted to the cells that will give rise to the oral endoderm. Burton, Croner, and Finity, unpublished data. The photo depicts the oral portion of a pedal fragment that is in the process of regenerating ahead. The fragment comes from an anemone bisected below the pharynx, through the trailing edge of the mesenteries. The animal was fixed approximately 24 hours after the bisection was performed. As vertebrate inventions due to their apparent absence from the genomes of Drosophila melanogaster and Caenorhabditis elegans have been identified in cnidarian genomes, pushing their origin back hundreds of millions of years to the cnidarian Bilaterian ancestor, 58. Furthermore, in many cases, vertebrate transcripts show more sequence similarity to cnidarian sequences than to Drosophila and or C. elegans sequences, 58. Unpublished analyses of Nematostella ests in our own laboratory corroborate these findings, JF.R, MEM and JRF unpublished data. These comparative genomic data cement the realization that the fruit fly and nematode, BioEssays 27.2, 217, my favorite animal, genomes have undergone rapid evolution, including sequence changes and gene losses that will tend to obscure the existence of vertebrate orthologs. The Nematostella Genome Project should shed light on genomic changes underpinning the remarkable morphological and ecological radiation of Bilaterian metazoans. Cnidarian estate projects and molecular developmental studies have revealed extensive commonalities between the gene complements of Cnidarians and Bilaterians. Thus, the origin of novel genes and signaling pathways are not likely to have been the predominant forces driving Bilaterian innovations. Possibly far more important was an increase in the complexity of gene regulation driven by the evolution of cis regulatory modules, 60-64. The Nematostella genome appears relatively compact among cnidarian genomes, with estimates ranging from 225-320 megabases, 65.66, its compact genome will aid in the identification and characterization of important regulatory elements and give clues as to the nature of gene regulation in the cnidarian Bilaterian ancestor. Nematostella in its ecological context, expanding the utility of the model system. Most current model systems have been chosen for convenience of laboratory study, for example direct life cycles, short generation times, etc., rather than for the insights they can provide into ecological function or adaptation, 2.67. However, the genetic and genomic tools developed for leading model systems, for example, Drosophila and Arabidopsis, are increasingly being exploited for the insights that they can provide into questions of ecological import, 68.69. The amenability of Nematostella to both field studies and laboratory manipulation, figure 1, makes this species particularly well-suited to investigating adaptation at multiple levels, because we can characterize genetic diversity and environmental variability in the field, and we can characterize developmental mechanisms at both organismal and molecular levels in the laboratory. We can investigate how ecology and development interact to affect fitness. In other words, we can study development in the real world. 1. Nematostella is a particularly interesting organism in which to study the interplay of ecology and development because it is developmentally plastic, and it routinely encounters a tremendous range of environmental variation. Nematostella has been reported at salinities ranging from 2 to 52 parts per thousand, 31, and temperatures ranging from 1.58 to 32.58 C, 70.71. In addition, Nematostella is known to inhabit both pristine and highly polluted habitats. A recent study in our laboratory has catalogued a substantial amount of intraspecific genetic diversity in just a fraction of the Nematostella's wide geographic range, and we are maintaining living genetic stocks representing all wild caught populations, 29. With this resource in hand, it will be possible to investigate heritable differences in many traits with adaptive significance, including 218. Bioassays 27.2. Salinity tolerance, temperature tolerance and pollution tolerance. For example, the range of Nematostella extends across a dramatic thermal climb, and it is likely that natural populations occupying extremes of this range may exhibit metabolic differences in phenotype similar to those observed in other species, 72. Intraspecific studies on Nematostella can be complemented by potentially very informative comparisons with closely related outgripes. Nematostella is a member of the family Edwardsiidae, a monophyletic clade of burrowing anemones with global distribution, 73, where Nematostella is a urethaline, urethermal, estuarine species. The other members of the family, including its congeners, N. nethorstii and N. polaris, are primarily Arctic species living in marine environments, 74.75. A recent phylogenetic analysis of the family Edwardsiidae suggests that the broad tolerances of Nematostella are evolutionarily derived, and along with a benthic egg mass and a predominantly demersal larval stage, these represent adaptations to a novel estuarine habitat, 73. The availability of closely related species with dramatically more limited habitat requirements raises the possibility of comparative studies aimed at determining the genetic and molecular mechanisms underlying transitions to novel habitats. One area in which Nematostella is particularly likely to provide insight is in the role of reproductive plasticity in shaping population structure. The early literature on Nematostella is replete with observations of reproductive plasticity at the organismal and physiological level, including studies of the environmental variables influencing reproductive decisions, and tantalizing hints at individual level variation in rates of asexual reproduction, 12.21, 76. More recently, population-level studies have demonstrated that reproductive plasticity plays an important role in shaping regional genetic structures. Analysis of English populations of Nematostella have revealed the presence of a widely distributed clonal genotype, extending throughout the entire region and comprising over 60% of the entire English population, figure 6, 30. The dominance of clonal propagation in this region may not be surprising, given earlier failures to identify male anemones in England and the growing evidence suggesting that English populations may be recent introductions from the native range in the Western Atlantic, 28-31. The pattern of genetic variation within that native range differs dramatically from the pattern observed in England, with a far greater frequency of sexual reproduction and no single genotype extending over more than one site, figure 6, 29. The reasons for the unusual genotype distribution in English populations are currently unclear. It may be that extreme founder events have resulted in drastic reductions in diversity in introduced English populations. Alternatively, there may be some adaptive advantage enjoyed by the dominant English genotype. What is clear is that the ability to both monitor Nematostella populations in their natural ecological, my favorite animal, figure 6. Frequency of clonality in N. victensis populations from New England, US, left, and England, UK, right. Pie charts indicate proportion of individual animals derived by clonal reproduction. White areas represent sums of all individual genotypes comprising less than 1% of the total sample. All shaded and hatched areas are clonal genotypes. In New England, no single genotype appears in more than one population, and the highest frequency genotype, cross-hatched, makes up approximately 13% of the total population. In England, a single widely distributed genotype, black, was found in 60% of all individuals sampled. Only one other clonal genotype was found at significant frequency in English populations, grey. Data for English populations are based on 31 randomly amplified polymorphic DNA, RAPD markers, while those for US populations are based on 169 amplified fragment length polymorphism, AFLP, markers, 29.30. Since data were generated in two independent studies using two different kinds of molecular markers, the genetic relationship among animals from England and New England cannot directly be assessed. Context and manipulate individuals in the laboratory, in conjunction with the available molecular and genomic tools, presents a singular opportunity to investigate reproductive plasticity at the genetic, molecular, physiological, ecological and evolutionary levels. In spite of dramatic influences on individual fitness, genetic structure and evolutionary potential, reproductive plasticity has received limited mechanistic investigation due to the obvious limitations of most model systems with regard to this trait. Nematostella ought to allow unique access, from various perspectives, to this important biological phenomenon. Conclusions: Nematostella has already proven its utility by providing insights into the evolution of fundamental metazoan traits such as axil patterning, bilateral symmetry and triploblasty. Nematostella's central role in these discoveries, coupled with the obvious advantages of an organism whose entire life history is so amenable to exploitation in the laboratory, has driven its recognition by the broader research community and motivated the ongoing Nematostella Genome Project. The outcome of this project is certain to address a number of pressing issues regarding the evolution of genomic regulatory systems. Still untapped is the potential of Nematostella to address fundamental issues of microevolutionary change relating to life history strategies and the invasion of novel habitats. Greater attention to the ecological context of this species and closely related taxa will allow the expanding list of molecular tools to be employed to address such questions. As suggested in Figure 1, the increasingly interdisciplinary nature of biological research recommends pursuit of model systems that allow genomic, molecular and developmental studies to be placed within ecological context. Only in such cases will it be possible to conduct studies that bridge genomes with ecology and connect microevolutionary processes to macroevolutionary patterns. It is our hope that with future investment and increased interest within the research community, Nematostella may become the type of model organism that facilitates such important work. In this era of comparative biology, it is widely recognized that the inferences to be gained from any model system have limited generality. Each potential model system must be considered for its unique position on the tree of life, and the likely informativeness of that position relative to established model systems. In this era of integrative biology, we also recognize that the most important questions in biology span multiple levels in the biological hierarchy, from the molecular, to BioEssays 27.2, 219, My Favorite Animal, the organismal, to the environmental. Therefore, the most valuable model systems will permit genomic, molecular and developmental studies to be placed within their real-world ecological context. Nematostella is a model system tailor-made for the explicitly comparative and integrative approach of modern biology. This rising starlet merits a position on biology's center stage. Acknowledgements: the authors would like to thank BioEssays editor Adam S. Wilkins and two anonymous reviewers for helpful comments on an earlier version of this manuscript. References: 1. Gilbert S. F. 2001. Ecological Developmental Biology, Developmental Biology Meets the Real World. Developmental Biology 233, 1-12, 2. Feder M. E., Mitchell Olds T. 2003. Evolutionary and Ecological Functional Genomics. Nature Reviews Genetics 4, 651-657, 3, Finity Jr. 1998, Homeoboxes in Sea Anemones and Other Nonbilitarian Animals, Implications for the Evolution of the Hox Cluster and the Zootype, Current Topics in Developmental Biology 40, 211-254, 4, Finity Jr. 2001. Cnidarians reveal intermediate stages in the evolution of Hox clusters and axal complexity. American Zoologist 41, 608-620, 5. Frank U., Leitz T., Muller W.A. 2001. The Hydroid Hydractinia, a versatile, informative Cnidarian representative. By Essays 23, 963-971, 6. Miller D.J., Ball E.E. 2000, The Coral Acropora, What It Can Contribute to Our Knowledge of Metazoan Evolution and the Evolution of Developmental Processes, by Essays 22, 291-296, 7, Ball E.E., Hayward D.C., St. R., Miller D.J. 2004, A Simple Plan Cnidarians and the Origins of Developmental Mechanisms, Nat Rev. Genet 5, 567-577, 8, Finity J.R., Paulson D., Burton P., Pang K., Martindale M.Q. 2003, Early Evolution of a Homeobox Gene, the Perihox Gene GSX in the Cnidaria and the Bilateria, Evel Dev 5, 331-345, 9, Kuhn K., Street B., Shearwater B. 1996, Homeobox genes in the Cnidarian Eleutheria dichotoma, evolutionary implications for the origin of Antenopedia class, Homhox, genes, Mol phylogenet Evel 63038, 10, Steelry 2002, developmental signaling in Hydra, what does it take to build a simple animal, Dev Bile 248, 199-219, 11, Schmidt V, Jans N, Spring J, Reba Muller S. 1998, The Striated Muscle of Hydrozoan Medusae, Development and Stability of the Differentiated State, Zoology Analysis of Complex Systems 101, 365-374, 12, Han C., Ulinger K.R. 1992, The Culture, Sexual and Asexual Reproduction, and Growth of the Sea Anemone Nematostella Victensis, Biological Bulletin 182, 169-176, 13, Technor U., Kramer von Law C., Reinsch F., Luft S., Hobmeyer B., Bode H.R., Holstein T.W. 2000, Parameters of Self-Organization in Hydra Aggregates, Prop. Nat. Akad C. USA 97, 12127, 12131, 14, Bode P.M., Bode H.R. 1980, Formation of Pattern in Regenerating Tissue Pieces of Hydra Attenuata, I Head Body Proportion Regulation, Dev Bile 78, 484-496, 15, Technor U., Skull C.B. 2003, Origin and Evolution of Endoderm and Mesoderm, International Journal of Developmental Biology 47, 531-539, 16, Han C., Ulinger K.R. 1991, Culture, Reproduction, Development and Growth of the Sea Anemone, Nematostella Victensis Stevenson 1935, American Zoologist 31A 138A 138, 17, Fritz and Wonka J.H., Technor U. 2002, Induction of Gametogenesis in the Basal Cnidarian Nematostella Victensis, Anthozoa, Development Genes and Evolution 212, 99-103, 18, Muller W.A., Leitz T. 2002, Metamorphosis in the Cnidaria, Canadian Journal of Zoology Review Canadien de Zoologie 80, 1755, 1771, 19, Fortin D.G. 2002, Reproduction of Cnidaria, Canadian Journal of Zoology Review Canadien de Zoologie 80, 1735, 1754, 20, Martin V.J., Littlefield CL, Archer V, Bode HR 1997, Embryogenesis in Hydra, Biological Bulletin 192, 345-363, 220, BioEssays 27.2, 21, Han C., Ullinger KR 1995, Asexual Reproduction by Transverse Fission and Some Anomalies in the Sea Anemone Nematostella Victensis, Invertebrate Biology 114, 9-18, 22, Bridge D., Cunningham CW, Shearwater B., DeSaul R., Bus LW 1992, Class Level Relationships in the Phylum Cnidaria, Evidence from Mitochondrial Genome Structure, Proc Natl Acad CUSA 89, 8758753, 23, Bridge D., Cunningham CW, DeSaul R., Bus LW 1995, Class Level Relationships in the Phylum Cnidaria, Molecular and Morphological Evidence, Mol Bile Evel 12, 679-689, 24, Collins R. 2002, Phylogeny of Medusozoa and the Evolution of Cnidarian Life Cycles, Journal of Evolutionary Biology 15, 418-432, 25, Marks A.C., Collins R. 2004, Cladistic Analysis of Medusozoa and Cnidarian Evolution, Invertebrate Biology 123, 23-42, 26, Chen J.Y., Olivery P., Gao F., Dornbus S.Q., Lee C.W., Botja D.J., Davidson A. 2002, Precambrian Animal Life, Probable Developmental and Adult Cnidarian Forms from Southwest China, Dev Bile 248, 182-196, 27, Vermeij G.J. 1977, The Mesozoic Marine Revolution, Evidence from Snails, Predators, and Grazers, Paleobiology 2, 245-258, 28, Han C., Ullinger K.R. 1994, The Unique, Widely Distributed, Estuarine Sea Anemone, Nematostella Victensis Stevenson A. Review, New Facts, and Questions, Estuaries 17, 501-508, 29, Darling Yar, Rietzel A.M., Finity Jr. 2004, Regional Population Genetic Structure of a Widely Introduced Estuarine Invertebrate, Nematostella Victensis Stevenson in New England, Molecular Ecology 13, 2969-2981, 30, Pearson C.V., Rogers A.D., Shedder M. 2002, The Genetic Structure of the Rare Lagoonal Sea Anemone, Nematostella Victensis Stevenson Cnidaria, Anthozoa, in the United Kingdom based on RAPD analysis, Mol Eckel 11, 2285-2293, 31, Shedder M., Suwalem A.M., Roe G.A. 1997, The Anemone, Nematostella Victensis, in Britain, Considerations for Conservation Management, Aquatic Conservation, Marine and Freshwater Ecosystem 71325, 32, Marine Biological Laboratory Catalogue of Marine Organisms 33, Finity J.R., Martindale M.Q. 1997, Homeoboxes in Sea Anemones, Cnidaria, Anthozoa, a PCR-based survey of Nematostella Victensis and Metridium senile, Biological Bulletin 193, 62-76, 34, Finity J.R., Martindale M.Q. 1999, Ancient Origins of Axial Patterning Genes, Hox Genes and Para-Hox Genes in the Cnidaria, Evolution and Development 1623, 35, Martindale M.Q., Pang K., Finity Jr. 2004, Investigating the Origins of Triploblasty, Mesodermal Gene Expression in a Diploblastic Animal, the Sea Anemone Nematostella Victensis, Phylum, Cnidaria, Class, Anthozoa, Development 131, 2463, 2474, 36, Schneider S.Q., Finity J.R., Martindale M.Q. 2003, Protein Evolution, structure-function relationships of the oncogene beta-catenin in the evolution of multicellular animals, Journal of Experimental Zoology Part B Molecular and Developmental Evolution 295b25-44, 37, Skull CB, Technor U 2003, The Ancestral Role of Brachyury, Expression of NEMBRA1 in the basal cnidarian Nematostella vitensis, Anthozoa, DevGenes Evol 212, 563-570, 38, Wickraman AAR, Hong M, Li PN, Pang K, Byram CA, et al. 2003, An Ancient Role for Nuclear Beta-Catenin in the Evolution of Axial Polarity and Germ Layer Segregation, Nature 426, 446-450, 39, Technor U 2001, Brachyury, The Blastopore and the Evolution of the Mesoderm, by Essays 23, 788-794, 40, Finity J.R., Pang K., Burton P., Paulson D., Martindale M.Q. 2004, Origins of Bilateral Symmetry, Hox and DPP Expression in a Sea Anemone, Science 304, 1335, 1337, 41, Gorchuk D., Mazet F., Bernie C., Schummer M., Kreger S., et al. 2000, Evolution of Ant Class Genes and Differential Expression of Hydra Hox Para Hox Genes in Anterior Patterning, Proc Nat Acad CUSA 97, 4493-4498, 42, Kuhn K., Street B., Shearwater B. 1999, Isolation of Hox Genes from the Cyphozone Cassiopeia Zamachana, Implications for the Early Evolution of Hox Genes, JEXP Zool 285, 63-75, 43, Martinez DE, Dirksen ML, Bode PM, Jamrich M, Steele Re, et al. 1997, Butthead, a fork head HNF3 homolog, is expressed during axis formation and head specification in Hydra, Developmental Biology 192. 523-536, My Favorite Animal, 44, Samuel G., Miller D., St. R. 2001, Conservation of a DPP-BMP Signaling Pathway in the Nonbilateral Cnidarian Acropora millepora, Evolution and Development 3, 241-250, 45, Schummer M., Sherlin I., Schaller C., Galliot B. 1992, Hom Hox Homeobox genes are present in Hydra, Chlorohydra viridissima, and are differentially expressed during regeneration. Embo J. 11, 1815, 1823, 46. Schenk M. A., Bode H. R., Steele Re. 1993. Expression of TNOX2, a Hom Hox Homeobox gene in Hydra, is correlated with axial pattern formation. Development Cambridge 117. 657-667, 47, Spring J, Jans N, Josh C, Middell A M, Winninger B, et al. 2002, Conservation of Brachyury, MEF2, and Snail in the Myogenic Lineage of Jellyfish, A Connection to the Mesoderm of Bilateria, Developmental Biology 244, 372-384, 48, Jans N, Spring J, Schmidli C, Schmidt V. 2001, Conservation of Hox Para Hox Related Genes in the Early Development of a Cnidarian, Developmental Biology 236, 89-98, 49, Stevenson T. A. 1928, The British Sea Anemones, London, The Ray Society 50, Hayward D. C., Samuel G., Pontinen P. C., Catmull J., St. R., et al. 2002, Localized Expression of a DPP-BMP2/4 Ortholog in a Coral Embryo, Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences of the United States of America 99, 8106, 8111, 51, Finity Jr. 2003, The Origins of Axial Patterning in the Metazoa, How Old is Bilateral Symmetry? International Journal of Developmental Biology 47, 523-529, 52, Rupert E.E. 1991, Introduction to the Eshelminth Phyla, A Consideration of Mesoderm, Body Cavities, and Cuticle, in, Harrison F.W., Editor, Microscopic Anatomy of Invertebrates, Volume 4, New York, Wiley Liss, page 1-17, 53, Kirill S.B., Greenier J.K., Weather B.S.D. 2001, From DNA to Diversity, Molecular Genetics and the Evolution of Animal Design, Malden, Mass., Blackwell Science 54, Campbell Road 1967, Tissue Dynamics of Steady-State Growth in Hydra Littoralis, Eye Patterns of Cell Division, Dev Bile 15, 487-502, 55, Liu W.H., Wang Y.L., Chen H.P., Zhang X.Y., 2 H.B., et al. 2002, The Construction of Tna Expression Library from the Tentacles of Sagasha Rosia, Sheng Wu Gong Cheng Zhu Bao 18, 749-753, 56, Yang Y, Kun S, ZX, Lin J, Wei J, et al. 2003, EST Analysis of Gene Expression in the Tentacle of Cyania Capillata, Febs Lett 538, 183-191, 57, Steele Re, Hampson SE, Stover NA, Kibler DF, Bode HR 2004, Probable Horizontal Transfer of a Gene Between a Protist and a Cnidarian, Kerr Bile 14R298R299, 58, Korchak Road, Samuel G, St. R, Miller DJ 2003, EST analysis of the Cnidarian Acropora millipora reveals extensive gene loss and rapid sequence divergence in the model invertebrates. Current Biology 13, 2190, 2195, 59. Hydra Estate Database 60. London LG 1999. Gene duplications in early metazone evolution. Semen cell dev bile 10, 523-530. 61, Hinman V.F., Nguyenet, Cameron Ra, Davidson A. 2003, Developmental Gene Regulatory Network Architecture Across 500 Million Years of Echinoderm Evolution, Proc. Nat. Acad. C.U.S.A. 100, 13356, 13361, 62, Romana L.A., Ray G.A. 2003, Conservation of Endo-16 Expression in Sea Urchins Despite Evolutionary Divergence in Both Cis and Transacting Components of Transcriptional Regulation, Development 130, 4187, 4199, 63, Ruvinsky I, Ruvkin G 2003, Functional Tests of Enhancer Conservation Between Distantly Related Species, Development 130, 5133, 5142, 64, Kirill S.B. 2000, Endless Forms, The Evolution of Gene Regulation and Morphological Diversity, Cell 101, 577-580, 65, Finity Jr. 1998, Homeoboxes in Sea Anemones and Other Nonbilaterian Animals, Implications for the Evolution of the Hox Cluster and the Zootype. Current Topics in Developmental Biology, Vol 40, Volume 40, Current Topics in Developmental Biology, page 211-254, 66, Gregory T.R., Animal Genome Size Database 2001-2004, 67, Boker Yar 1995, Model Systems in Developmental Biology, Bioessays 17, 451-455, 68, Fellows M.D., Godfrey H.C. 2000, The Evolutionary Ecology of Resistance to Parasitoids by Drosophila, Heredity 84, Part 1, 1-8, 69, Baller C.L. 2001, Arabidopsis Mutants and Other Model Systems in Plant Physiological Ecology, Trends Plant C6, 99, 70, Bleakney J.S., Meyer Kilobytes 1979, Observations on Salt Marsh Pools, Miners Basin, Nova Scotia 1965-1977, Proc. Nova Scotia Inst. C29, 353-371, 71, Neb. RT 1988, Testing for Indirect Effects of Predation in an Intertidal Soft Bottom Community, Ecology 69, 1795, 1805, 72, Alexiak M.F., Churchill G.A., Crawford D.L. 2002, Variation in Gene Expression Within and Among Natural Populations, Nature Genetics 32, 261-266, 73, Daly M. 2002, A Systematic Revision of Edwardsiidae, Gnidaria, and Anthozoa, Invertebrate Biology 121, 212-225, 74, Carlgren O. 1939, Actiniaria, Zoontheria, and Madrepararia, The Zoology of Iceland 2, 1-20, 75, Williams R. B. 1975, A Redescription of the Brackish Water Sea Anemone Nematostella Victensis Stevenson, with an Appraisal of Congeneric Species, J. Nat. Hist. 951-64, 76, Frank P. G., Bleakney J. S. 1978, Asexual Reproduction, Diet, and Anomalies of the Anemone Nematostella Victensis in Nova Scotia, Canadian Field Naturalist 92, 259-263, 77, Fedemkin M. A., Wagoner B. M. 1997, The Late Precambrian Fossil Kimberella is a Mollusk-like Bilaterian Organism, Nature 388, 868-871, 78, Ayler F. J., Ruzhetsky A., Ayler F. J. 1998, Origin of the Metazoan Phyla, Molecular Clocks Confirm Paleontological Estimates, Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences of the United States of America 95, 606-611, 79, Stanley G. D. 2003, The Evolution of Modern Corals and Their Early History, Earth Science Review 60, 195-225, 80, Martindale M. Q., Finity J. R., Henry J. Q. 2002, The Radiata and the Evolutionary Origins of the Bilaterian Body Plan, Molecular Phylogenetics and Evolution 24, 358-365, 81, Pang K., Mattis D. Q., Martindale M. Q. 2004, The Ancestral Role of Co-Genes May Have Been in Chemoreception, Evidence from the Development of the Sea Anemone, Nematostella Victensis, Phylum Gnidaria, Class Anthozoa, DevGenes Evil 214, 134-138, BioEssays 27.2, 221.